Well, Nancy, judging by the strong language you used off the air, sounds to me as though your new KitchenAid needs some aid.
I could not be more aggravated about my stand mixer. For years, I have been the biggest advocate of a KitchenAid stand mixer. I swear by mine. I use it constantly to do everything from whipping cream to baking bread.
Me too. I've had mine about 15 years.
So I've had one for, I got it in 1988. So I thought, I've been making more and more bread. Maybe I need the professional model, the one that's just bigger.
Bigger is always better, of course.
Right. And so I went to the store and I invested in a professional 600 series. But when I brought it home, the motor was like, I didn't like the way it sounded at all. And I thought, this can't be right. I took it back to the store and I said, you know, this didn't work. They were great. They took it back. And I replaced it with the devil that I knew, the Artisan 5-quart mixer with the lift head.
Yeah, well, that's what I got.
Darned if this thing isn't making as much of a racket as the other one. And worse, I can't bake bread in it. The dough hook just goes like, It's making me nuts, and I want to take it back. I mean, I've had it for months, and Mac uses it too, and he couldn't agree more.
Well, Mac, what have you got to say about all this?
Hey, so I make my friend Ken Fitzgerald flatbread recipe that we use for calzones. And about 8 weeks ago, I thought, well, why do it by hand? I can use it in the mixer that we have, put the dough hook on, added the dry ingredients first, moved it to the first speed, then added water to it, and it's about 3 to 1, 3 flours to 1 water, and move to the second speed, and it just starts lugging down the motor as the water gets in there. And if you move it up to 3, then it has this horrible reciprocating action, like a, you know, a double diaphragm pump, clunk, 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 clunk.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is the new model of the same old model that you guys have had all these years, but it sounds like the new one is not performing as well.
Yeah, it does that way too, and it seems like the pin that holds the head to the base is machined with so much tolerance that when you get a heavier dough in there, it just jumps back and forth.
Well, what are you guys going to do about all this?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to let Nancy tell you about that.
So, of course, I called KitchenAid. Hey, you know, I loved your product for years. Is there something wrong with mine? And the first time they told me to turn it over and then I should tighten something, which I did, didn't do me any favors. Called back again a couple months later. This time the woman said, you know what? When you use the dough hook, you're not supposed to have it any more than number 2 on that.
I make all kinds of very stiff doughs, and I'm always at least up 3 or 4. And
if you read the instructions, it says not to do it more than 2. But the thing is, I did it more than 2 on my old one, and it always worked. You know why? They just don't make them like they used to.
I think that may be the case, because mine is old, and yours was old, and mine, I've never had a bit of problem with it. I've been lucky with these kind of appliances. I've got an old Cuisinart food processor. I don't even know how long I've had that. It looks like something that was dredged up from the floor of the Aegean by sponge fishermen,
you know what?
And it works great.
Yeah, yours works great. And you know what? Keep it.
But you still have your old one that you can just go back to, right?
Yeah, I wish. I sold it to somebody for $20 at a yard sale.
No.
Shoot me now, right?
Well, leaders, what's your experience? Are we, in fact, living through the twilight of the KitchenAid? And if so, do you have a better recommendation? Let us know. KPLU.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With KPLU food commentator Nancy.
Going round and round and round about this.
Not quite as powerfully as she'd like to. Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.